الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful deen. Any person has to practice on this deen. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. The whole of deen must come into a person's life. But many times a person finds that how will deen come into my life? It's something very, very difficult. It's not so easy. How am I going to bring the whole of deen into my life? So our mashayikh and our buzurgani deen and elders have taught us that a person just needs to create one thing. And when he will create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, then the whole of deen to practice upon it will become not only easy, but it will become enjoyable. So this is one effort a person has to make, that he must bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his heart. When Abdul Ghanipul Furi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he used to say that every part of the body Allah ta'ala has given to a person and it has got a function. For example, a person has got eyes. So the function of the eyes is to see. Allah has given a person ears. The function of the ears is to hear. Person Allah has given him a tongue to taste, a mouth to speak. So different parts of the body Allah Ta'ala has given to man and they've got their function. And he said one portion of the body, the heart, Allah Ta'ala has given it. And the function of the heart is to love. So every single person's heart definitely loves something. Now what we have to do in this life of ours, a short life of ours, is to change the direction of our heart to the love of everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring it towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the actual function of the heart and this is the effort a person has to make. This is actually one of the reasons why a person comes to the khanqah, he comes and sits in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to create within himself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives beautiful examples. They say, see with love, everything becomes easy. Anything becomes easy. For example, is a person or a mother, she's got a small child. Now that child, is born now a few weeks, few months. Now the child needs to wake up in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock for milk. The mother has to feed the child, wake up in the late portions of the night. Then the child misses the bed sometimes. The mother has to change the child. Sometimes it goes through the napkin also, the whole bed is messed also. The mother will wake up. She will pay all of those things. Why? Because she has got love for the child. Somebody says to that lady, so much of difficulty you must undergo. This child is causing you unnecessary troubles, not letting you sleep the whole night. Rather get rid of this child, kill this child. This mother will become an enemy of that person. What? This is my beloved child. No matter what difficulties I have to go through, but I have got love for my child. And she gets pleasure and enjoyment in going through those difficulties. Because why? She's got love for the child. So with love, the impossible and the difficult things also become very, very easy. Another example, man by nature, Allah has created within himself the love for wealth. Every person has got love for wealth. Allah has created in the heart of a person. And there's nothing wrong with love for wealth also. Yes, excessive love is completely incorrect. But to have love, this is a natural fitri, a thing which Allah Ta'ala has created in every person's heart. So a man, because he has got love for this wealth, so we find in the month of Ramadan also, it's quite a strenuous day. A person has to wake up early in the morning for sari. Then at night, the whole day he fasts. Iftari, he breaks. Then he comes to the masjid. He makes Taraweeh Salah. So long the Taraweeh Salah is. Yeah, one and a half hours. Some places even longer, Taraweeh Salah is read. Then a person goes home, makes tilawat of Quran Sharif. He's late at night. Again, he wakes up early in the morning. So you tell the person, see, Ramadan is such a difficult month. For one month, rather just close up your business. You rather don't go shop. Don't go. What are you worried about that money? But because man has got love for money, so he say, never mind. Whatever difficulties there are in this month, all I'm prepared. I'm prepared to make the sacrifice. And he gets enjoyment going to work because he knows he's going to get some profit, he's going to get some money. So why? Because the love of money has made him oblivious of all the difficulties and everything surrounding it. He forgets all of those things. And now he's prepared to sacrifice his sleep. He's prepared to sacrifice his tiredness, everything, just so that he can acquire that money. So when a person has made effort, and he has made effort, and he has worked on his heart, and he has created within it the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all difficult things become very, very easy. Once a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the laws of Islam are very many, there are so many. Tell me something simple, which I can hold firm onto my whole life. I can hold something firm onto something. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. Make the zikr of Allah ta'ala in great abundance. So now the question comes here, that he's asking, I don't want to practice on the whole of Shariat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do it, make zikr of Allah ta'ala. And extra zikr is nafl. So it's mustahab, it's a good action. But it's not farz. What about salat? What about all of those things? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him. So some ulama mentioned that why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, by making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance, the love of Allah ta'ala is created in a person's heart. Now when the love of Allah is created in a person's heart, the whole of deen, the whole of Shariat becomes very, very easy for a person. So this is one thing, when a person comes in the company of Mashaykh Buzurgani Deen, he must come with this, that I must try to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, after he had qualified, so anyhow he went, he read one kitab, Mawlana Muhammad Thani rahmatullah alayhi's kitab, and some iskars, he had some doubts about that kitab, he wasn't happy at all. He said, this Mawlana has written many wrong things in this kitab. I'm going to go and debate with him. So anyhow, he went to Thana Bhawan. At that time, there were three big buzruks living there. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Muhammad Thami rahmatullah alayhi, and Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Three great awliya Allah, very, very pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi went there after qualifying, he was a very great alim, lot of knowledge. Allah had really blessed him from a young age. So he met Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi. And he knew Haji Sahib from his student days, because Haji Sahib had come to the madrasa, given them bayan. So he had some acquaintance with him. So when he met Haji Sahib, Haji Sahib asked him, why have you come here? He said, no, Hazrat, I've come to debate with Mawlana, because he's made some mistakes in his kitab. So Haji Sahib said, you came to debate? He's such a big buzruk. You can't debate with him. It's bare to be disrespect. You are just a youngster now, and he's such a senior alim, and a very, very pious person. He said, no, don't worry about debating, but I want you to sit with me for a few days. So Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi was an epitome of adab and respect. He stayed with Haji Imdadullah. He told him he was going to make zikr. He said, I got no desire for zikr and all of these things. He said, no, never mind. You sleep away. If you can't make zikr, no problem. You don't wake up tahajjud time. When everyone woke up tahajjud time, he heard all the sounds of zikr. He also woke up. And he also joined them. He felt shy now. And he joined them. And see, from that time, the love of zikr came in his heart. And for the rest of his life, it remained in his heart. He always made his zikr with pabandi throughout the rest of his life. Anyhow, after 7 days, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah, they told him that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad, whatever I wanted to give you, I have given it to you. So Haji Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah stayed there for 40 days. He stayed there in the khanqah of Mawlana Rashid Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah, making zikr, spending time in his company. But he said, I always wondered, what does it mean? After 7 days, he said, whatever I wanted to give you, I have given it to you. What did he give it to me? He said, only after 12 years, I realized what he was talking about. And what did he give me? The connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seed he planted in my heart. Now he said that you must continue working and making effort on it, and you will continue progressing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a person comes in the company of the Ahlullah for, to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the intention that a person must make when we come here, that we have come to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thami rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, he says that muhabbat ghair ikhtiyari hai. The love, to create love in a person's heart, is not within a person's choice. You can't say, I'm creating love in my heart and I'm putting love there. It's something which is not within our means, our abilities. But he said, however, lakin asbab muhabbat ikhtiyari hai. But the causes and the means which can create love, this is within your choice. So a person must make effort to follow these asbab and means, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he will, and when Allah wills, Allah will put it in the heart of a person. It's just like rozi and sustenance. Rosy is not in our hands. Sustenance is not within our hands. But the means of sustenance are within our hands. So a person goes out to work, a person goes out to work, etc. It is the means which a person uses. But to get rosy and sustenance, the rosy and sustenance that comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in our hearts, this we cannot do. But we can make the effort towards it, And by doing, making this effort, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will put Ta'ala, will put Ta'ala, will put the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart, Ta'ala in our heart. So Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah mentioned that there are five things which a person should do to acquire the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The first thing he says is, a person kathrat ya zikr, to make zikr in great abundance. A person must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Uskurullah zikran kathira. In many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. In the past eras, Mashaykh, Buzrugani Deen, 150,000 times daily, they used to make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And not very, very long ago, some of our Mashaykh who are living now in recent times, they also it was a normal 100,000 times, 150,000 times daily was the ma'mul. They used to make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then eventually Bharat Tasbih, or even 12,000 times they used to make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now Mashaykh even less than that. As each zamana goes, time goes, the Mashaykh, according to the people's abilities and capabilities, they encourage them in different ways. In our times, today's times, our Buzruks mentioned, that if a person will follow the zikr which the Mashaykh prescribed to him, that you must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, or the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and with pabandi, constancy, every day you make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala properly, inshallah, then a person will also acquire this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But it must be done properly, and it must be done ashtiqana, with the feeling, not just to finish numbers, but the feeling that I want to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, with the intention also. So even if a person makes a little, but small amount of zikr, but he does it in the correct way, inshallah, he will get the benefit. This is one meaning of kathrat al-zikr. Another means of kathrat al-zikr, when Mawlana Shaykh Al-Islam rahmatullah mentioned a very beautiful thing. He said there are four a'mal in a person's life, four amals a person must do, which are very, very simple, and every day in his life he is doing this. He said there are four conditions in a person's life. One is the past, two regarding the present, and one for the future. He said if you remember these four zikr, you will also be amongst those people who are remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in great abundance. What's the first one? Whatever in the past is gunas. Whenever a person thinks about the past, he thinks of his sins, his wrongs. So immediately make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. So any thought comes of the past and wrongs we have done, make istighfar. In the present condition, there are either one of two things. Either a person is making shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because of Allah's bounties upon him, or is going through some difficulty, some hardships. So he says, if you are going through good conditions, make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just think every day, take out some time. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. I'm walking now, alhamdulillah. Look at that person, he hasn't got legs. That person can't even walk. That person is sick. So he says, just think about this. The present moment, to make shukr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So anyhow, when a person, he is either going through a condition of shukr, a good condition, so he must make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if he is going through some difficulty, then a person should read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because Allah Ta'ala's special mercy comes out on a person. So as soon as some problem comes in a person's life, some difficulty, you get hurt, you fall down, some sickness, some pain, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And for the future, because the future is unknown, a person is very, very frightened of the future. As soon as a person is thinking of some difficulty which might afflict him in future, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek Allah's protection. Allah is the only one who can save me. So these are very, very simple and easy zikrs. Every person knows them. For the past, istighfar. For the present, shukr. Or inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. For difficult conditions. And for the future, a person must make A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah has mentioned this four. And Dr. Abdul Hayy Arif Rahmatullah used to encourage lot, his murids, etc. to say that in the past, the Buzruks used to make a lot of mujahada. But he said this prescription of Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah is very, very simple. And a person can become amongst those people who make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Just by doing these four simple zikrs, all the time a person is remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So in all conditions, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Thinking about the future, you're frightened. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So in this way, inshallah, a person will become amongst those min zakirin Allah kathira, who make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Another way which Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah has mentioned about kathrat al-zikr is to make dua. To make dua. Whenever a person has the opportunity to make dua. So Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah said, if you want to get closeness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then one very simple way of making dua is that whatever you're doing in life, make dua before that. You say, for example, you sit down to eat now. The food is in front of you. Before eating, say, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I'm eating this food. Oh Allah, let benefit come into my body. Let me be able to eat this food. So we are eating the food, but now you're just making that intention, you're making dua. You're building up your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Let this food go nicely into my stomach. oh Allah Ta'ala, let my stomach digest the food nicely, let my body get benefit from this food. Here's something which is simple. Haltani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned the tawakkul. Having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there are no asbab, there are no means, then it might be a bit easier for a person makes dua, he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but when the means are right in front of a person, and still to a person turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very good level, it's a very high level. It shows his link and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is going to the shop, he's opening a shop now, he makes dua to Allah, oh Allah, you are the one who can send customers. I've done whatever I can do, I open the shop, but you are the one who can send customers. Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali said, whenever a person comes to ask me a question, ask me a fatwa, whatever, before they ask me, immediately the thought comes in my mind, oh Allah, mind. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I am ignorant, I don't know anything much. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you are the one who can inspire me with the right answer. Oh Allah, put in my heart the right answer. I'll be able to answer the person correctly and I can help and assist this person. So in this way here he said, a person's ta'alluq and connection with Allah Ta'ala will be built up very, very greatly at all times. Whatever a person is doing, he's sitting in the car now, make dua, ya Allah, I'm going in the car, let me reach my destination safely. Oh Allah Ta'ala, save me from any accident. So in this way here, all the time a person will be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first thing, Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali said, that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. One is our normal ma'amulat, what we are given, tilawat of Quran Sharif, the dhikr daily we are making. Together with that, the four amal which we had mentioned. And the third one is to make dua in great abundance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own language, in the bottom of our heart. Allah, I'm performing salat now, I haven't got concentration, oh Allah, you give me concentration in my salat. So just before salat, you are making that thought. You're reading Quran Sharif, oh Allah, I haven't got that proper adab and etiquette, oh Allah, you grant it to me. So in this way, all the time, it obviously will take a person time. Dr. Abdul Hayarifi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that slowly a person must work on this here until eventually it will become part of a person's nature. A person enters the house now, he wants to meet his child, he wants to hug him, but immediately the thought comes, ya Allah, I'm doing this here because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, zawiya in nikah badallo. Change the thinking in the direction of your thoughts. You are doing it in a certain way, the same action you are doing now. But just how your thoughts and your mind have changed, this is exactly what tasawwuf is, what suluk is, what is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just changing that thinking of a person. So anyhow, this is the first thing by which one will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. The second thing Hazrat Amir rahmatullah Ali says is, that daily take out some time to ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are pouring upon us in great abundance at every single moment in our life. But unfortunately, as our Hazrat has been mentioning, that we are living a life of ghaflat, unmindfulness. We see these bounties of Allah Ta'ala in front of us, but a person doesn't ponder over them. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Haven't we made for a person two eyes by which a person can see? What a great ni'mat. There was a person once, he was traveling in a train, and in front of him there was a father and a son. Father, elderly person, 50s, and his son about 28 years old, so the son is looking out of the window and is telling his father, hey, look at the cows there, and look at the grass, look at the clouds, look at the trees which are going past. So this person sitting across is thinking, maybe this youngster is not 100% right, maybe his mind is a bit backward, because which person now, a big person, he says, look at the trees and look at the cows and look at the sheep. So he asked the man, is your son a bit sick? So the person, is not well? He said, no, actually, you've just come from the hospital now. From the time he was born till now, he couldn't see. He just removed the bandages today. The first time in his life he's being able to see. Now he's looking at the cows, and he's looking at the sheep, and he's looking at the trees, and he's appreciating it. Yeah, my father, look at these things. We're seeing all of these things every day. But which one of us has made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Really, my brother, sometimes go meet a person who cannot see. Just one ni'mat of Allah we're just looking at. And walk with him. Stay with him for the day. Once Allah gave me the tawfiq, we were the Jamaat in Devon, and this one brother was blind from Pakistan, he was to India. He was blind. He was a Hakim also, a very intelligent person, but he was blind. So every masjid we used to go to, so you have to hold his hand, you have to take him to the masjid, take him to the toilet. But he was very, very sharp in his mind. After the first time he went, he would know exactly now where the toilet is. But now he can't see where the toilets are. Somebody has to hold him, take him to the masjid. Walk with him to the toilet, show him exactly where the toilets are. What a difficult life for a person. He cannot see. Obviously Allah Ta'ala has got a system in the world. Allah bestows him with other great bounties. Like as I mentioned, he was a Hakim, very, very intelligent also. But if a person hasn't got eyes, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And every day, how many things we are seeing around us. How many of us ever take our time to make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty of eyes? Well, lisan, and Allah has given us a tongue. It's a tongue. A person can speak whatever is in his heart, ma fi zamir. What is in the heart of a person is able to so easily express it. All the time we are talking, the tongue Allah ta'ala has given us for taste. Sometimes a person is very, very sick. And when Ali mentioned, he said, I want to went for the dawat. And I wasn't very well that day. I was very sick. So the people brought to me something which was full of chilies, and they knew I like a lot of chilies. So they brought the thing to me, and they brought also one very nice dessert, which was very, very sweet, very, very sweet. And I ate both of them. He said, but I was so sick. The both meals, the dessert also, and the food which I was eating, I had no taste at all. It just went down my throat. I was just eating some food. It was not exactly the same it tasted to me. I never felt the chilies, I never felt the sweetness of the dessert. It was exactly the same. What a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us of the tongue, by which a person can taste things. So Allah says, haven't we given you this? Don't you think about that? Washafatain, Allah has given you the lips. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your lips, imagine if a person never have lips, and his teeth were all showing there, how frightening it will be. A person walks and sees a person just with teeth. It's a very, very frightening condition. And if a person is eating food now, whatever food is going in the mouth, the lips, they normally close the mouth. So now the food remains in the mouth. A person can eat the food nicely. Otherwise, a person will be eating, all the food is spilling out all the time. How difficult. When a person wants to have his milkshake, he wants to have some lovely juice, if a person uses a straw or uses a glass, so easy with his lips. He takes it to the mouth and a person is able to drink this. Otherwise, now if his teeth were only there and you take a glass with your teeth, you're trying to drink, half the will be falling out. It'll be so messy, so dirty. What a ni'mat Allah has given. A person wants to kiss his children, a person wants to kiss his wife, kiss his mother. Allah has given him that love. Many letters in the alphabet also. When a person wants to pronounce it, he has to use his lips. So Allah says, I've given you these bounties which are right with you, your eyes, your tongue, your lips. The first thing when you come in the world also, Allah has given us that eyes, so a person can see the breast of his mother. And Allah has given him the tongue so which he can suckle on his mother, and the lips by which he can also drink that milk. From the time he's coming, this world, Allah says, I've given you these bounties. And wahadayna wa najdayna, Allah says, I've given you the two parts, hidayat also and guidance and misguidance. I've shown you these things so open, I've given it to you. Great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't even think of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person must, if he starts pondering, he stay in the company of the Ahlullah. This is one benefit also of staying in their company, is they will teach you that the things which we are taking for granted, we are living in a state of unmindfulness. These are things, the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we are passing our life with. So when a person starts pondering over these things, they say, Al-insanu abdul ihsan, automatically you will become a slave of that one who is doing favors to you. So a person, when he starts thinking about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically the love for Allah ta'ala will increase in a person. So this is the second thing which a person should do. Always think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing, Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi says, have ta'alluq and connection with the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay in their company. Stay quite a bit in their company. Whenever a person has the opportunity, come to their majalis, into their gatherings. Wherever a person's heart is attached to, he feels inclination towards any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay in their company. As we had mentioned, that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is transferred from heart to heart. How we mentioned the incident in the beginning of the bayan of Hazrat Mullah Rashid Ahmad Gangwai rahmatullahi, what a great alim, so much of knowledge. But why did they stay in the company of the Ahlullah? For the same thing, to get this ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which as the Buzruq say, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jaati hai. This fire of the love of Allah ta'ala, it doesn't light up by itself. It won't come from any books, it won't come from any kitab. It will be lighted from the heart of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how one candle, if a person has got a bayan, how to light a candle. And all the time he's just reading the books and the books and books, but the candle will never become lighted. But you take another candle which has got a flame on it, and you put it there for a few minutes, few seconds, the other candle will eventually get light. So this is how the love of Allah Ta'ala is transferred from heart to heart. So this is the third thing which Hazrat Amir rahmatullah says, that have ta'alluq, connecting with the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of this, the love of Allah Ta'ala will be created in a person's heart. The fourth thing Hazrat Amir rahmatullah is, ta'at par muwazabat karna. That a person must remain firm on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good amal, good action. A person must remain firm on the day. As a person remains firm on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah ta'ala will increase. And as the love of Allah ta'ala increases, the actions of obedience will become very, very easy for a person. So here the Buzruf mentioned that in the beginning it's a bit difficult. For example, to perform salat, it's a bit of difficulty upon a person. He has to make some mujahada. You make mujahada for a short while, eventually Allah will create the love of the thing in your heart. Then it eventually becomes easy for a person. Your love for Allah will increase also, and the love for the amal also will increase in a person. So much so a certain person we find that now in like the month of Ramadan, people are fasting, and now you tell a person, don't fast, you are very sick. People get upset, they start fighting. I want to fast. It doesn't matter what the doctors say, but I want to fast. Because the love of that amal is coming to a person's heart. So similarly, when a person does any good action, slowly, slowly, in the beginning, there's a bit of mujahada and sacrifice. But as a person does it, then the love of Allah Ta'ala is created in a person's heart. And more so, when a person abstains from guna and sins, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in the beginning it's a bit difficult. But as a person does it, his love for Allah Ta'ala increases. So there's a jawr and there's a connection between the two. The love of Allah Ta'ala and the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The more obedient we are to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then the more the love of Allah Ta'ala will increase. And a very easy and simple way our Buzurgs have mentioned, that in today's times, follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah has promised, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. And they say, not the difficult sunnah. Some sunnahs are difficult upon a person. But start off with the simple sunnah. Just the sunnah when entering the masjid, for example, leaving the masjid, when entering our home, when leaving our home, going to the toilet, coming out, wearing our clothing. They are all sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring the simple sunnah into our hearts, into our lives, and the love of Allah Ta'ala will increase in a person. He will automatically get the muhabbat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There are many people will say that these are small things you are fighting about, you are arguing, it is faraz. When you enter the masjid, you must read the dua, you must enter with the right leg. Is it faraz to put on your sleeve with the right side? No, it's not faraz, but definitely it's the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by means of this year, very, very easily our buzruf say that to get closest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is one of the easiest ways. They have found very, very simple way by which a person flies to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the more we will try to bring alive the simple sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala will increase. And the fourth point which Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Alayhi says is to make dua and to beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for His love. And there are many masnoon duas, sunnah duas, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. That, oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those are amal and actions which will lead me to your love. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka, O Allah, make your love, ahabba al-ashya'a ilayya, the most beloved thing to me, min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid, more beloved to me than my own soul also, and my own family members also, and even more beloved to me than cold water. I must have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way a person has made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that how unfortunate is that person. He lived his whole life in this world. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala for many, many things. But he never asked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for the most important thing, for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He said that this person is really lost out. It's not happened on the day of Qiyamah. Even if a person did not acquire it in this world, it must not happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will tell the people, whatever you had asked for in this world, I gave to you. But what I never grant to you, I'm giving it to you now on the day of Qiyamah. And then a person sees, I never asked Allah Ta'ala for a connection, for the special love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What a loss. How upset a person will feel at that time. But then it will be too late for a person. So Hazrat used to say that when we are asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the first thing to ask Allah Ta'ala is, that, oh Allah, we want your love. We want connection with you. We want a close relationship with you. So inshallah, when a person asks Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for things of dunya, Allah Ta'ala doesn't always give it. Allah Ta'ala doesn't always listen, because sometimes they are harmful for a person. So Allah Ta'ala delays it, doesn't give it to a person exactly as he wants to. But for things of deen, when a person asks, then definitely Allah Ta'ala grants it to a person. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala for his love. There's nothing to stop Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah will definitely give to a person. So we should make dua, especially for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah must put it in our heart, in the recesses of our heart. The zikr also we are making here. There are certain ashar and poems, which are very, very beautiful, which our buzruks have mentioned, Khwaja Sahib and other buzruks, all asking Allah Ta'ala for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If we can memorize those poems, and we are asking Allah Ta'ala, making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, read those poems also, they are full of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So may Allah grant myself firstly and all of us this wonderful quality and this wonderful treasure of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Really, it is a great, great bounty which our buzrugani deen, our elders have taught to us, that we must try to make effort towards acquiring this year. As I mentioned, Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Alayhi said, there are five asbab and means for acquiring this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The first one he says is to make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in great abundance, which we explained, which means at least our ma'amulat, we should make sure we complete them properly daily, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and to try to bring dua in our lives. In every action we do, try to make some dua before the day. Then number two, to ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily take out some time, even if 2-3 minutes, and think about the bounties of Allah ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. The love of Allah will increase because of this. Then the third thing is to have ta'alluq and connection with some ahlullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay in his company. By means of this also the love of Allah ta'ala will increase. Number four, to follow the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just start over the simple sunnah. And as a person increases, the higher sunnah, the more difficult sunnah will become easy for a person. And finally, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the month of Ramadan, which is the time when dua is readily accepted, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great treasure of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant myself, and through the barakat of the blessed month of Ramadan, all the pious people, Allah ta'ala grant us this great treasure.